Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. All right, guys, you asked for it. You wanted a friendship episode, and that's what we're giving you today.
You know, No New Friends was a fun song, but yeah. We don't really believe in that.
I do. I have my group, and that's it.
Friends are so important. You know, what makes a best friend, a ride or die, a soulmate? We're going to go over all those things today. And, you know, the reason No New Friends is important for some people is because they've got shitty friends and they need new ones. Or, you know what? They never met their clique. So Tracy and I are having a friendship expert later in the show, and she's going to answer your questions. And she's also going to tell us how to make new friends and where to meet friends. And that's going to be really interesting because I think, you know, as a lot of you guys go in different parts of your lives, you're new mothers and maybe you want to meet other
mom
mothers.
Friends.
Yeah. Mom friends, I think, are
college,
so important.
College friends.
Even I think like being a fiance or even in a relationship, like all of a sudden double dating becomes more
important,
fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's some of you guys that need friends because all of your friends are in relationships.
Yeah,
and that moment
you're the last woman standing, friends.
Yes. You're the last woman standing. Exactly. You know, we had someone message us and they said, do most adults have a best friend? I don't have any friends and not even one person to call my BFF. And that to me was really sad.
Yeah.
What, Tracy, tell us why friendships are so important. Like, when you're having a fight with your man or you're having a bad fucking day, like, or you need to vent. I mean, you go to your friends. How do you not have friends?
I feel like when you make your core friends are when you're like learning and getting life lessons in high school, before you go to college, you meet a lot of friends in college, obviously, because you have life experiences together.
Yeah.
You're with no parents. You guys are having fun that you didn't have in high school because you didn't have anybody monitoring you. People to meet after college, it's hard because you're already the person you're going to be.
Well, after college is when you're going to meet your coworkers, people from work.
Right.
Might become
then you have
really
work
close
friends.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
But those friends will never overpower your original friends. Like, they'll be like the ones where you go to work. They're going to know a shit ton about you because you are at work all day bitching. They're probably going to know more about you than your real friends because you talk to your real friends when you hang out with them. It's not like you want to bullshit. You want to just have fun. You don't want to sit there and complain. That's who work friends are for. They're the complaining friends.
Yeah, but you can make a close friend at work, you know? So our friendship expert is going to touch on that more, but never exclude any of these things because you can meet a friend anywhere.
Yeah, if you guys are desperate for friends because you don't have, like, they're all out married. They all moved away to a different place. It's easy to make friends. You just have to be aware of what you're looking for. It's so easy because then in, like, the most random place, you'll attract somebody who has the same type of attitude as you, the same interests as you, and it's so easy to find somebody, and you just kind of click, and you click or you don't. And if you don't, you're not going to be friends with them forever. If you click instantly, you probably will.
No, you're so right. And who, like, I feel like saying, well, I have no friends is just not the answer.
Also, if you have no friends, are you the problem?
Whoa.
Like, I don't understand when people don't have friends. It's like when girls say, oh, I'm always with the guys because I don't have any friends. I'm like, that gives me a little bit of a red flag because it's so easy to keep girlfriends. Like, they're my best friends. I haven't talked to in like a month. And then all of a sudden I call them and it's like nothing has ever passed.
Yeah.
To not have that with somebody is very sketchy to me. I don't know what it is. A lot of people get screwed over and then they just don't want friends because they've been screwed over, which is understandable. But I don't know. Does it freak you out when like a girl's like, oh, I don't really have any friends? I'm like, why? Well, did you kill them all? Like, why don't you have friends?
I don't like when girls are like, I'm just one of the guys, because that's not a thing.
No.
You'll never be one of the guys. Like,
the guys, listen, you could have guy friends like that you go to and hang out with, but there's somebody in the group that there's an attraction with always. It doesn't matter who it's going to be in the group. One of the guys is attracted to you or you're attracted to one of the guys.
It's
true. And it doesn't have to be acted upon.
Let me ask you a question. Can you be just friends with a guy?
Yeah, I have a lot of guy friends that I'm just friends with. Then I have guy friends
Stop. Go back.
What?
you've never thought of them in a sexual way.
Maybe in our high school when we were younger, when we were all like getting drunk at house parties. And they've never
thought of you in a sexual way.
I mean,
way.
I don't know. I'm
just saying, true friends, true male friends. Can you have true male friends where one night you guys get drunk and you haven't had it in a while and you could trust yourself not to sleep with that person?
I don't know. I've never been put in that position.
We just reversed it.
You just reversed it. I'm over here supporting it and you're trying to like trap me.
Because you know what? I don't know.
Okay. I feel like I've gone so long and had all these guy friends and it was never a problem. So it doesn't register for me that maybe I know obviously in high school they were probably like, oh, I love took up with Tracy, or I probably got drunk and like flirted, but whatever. It was never anything substantial that like would be like, oh, we can't be friends anymore. Mm. Like it's never been a problem.
Right. See, like I have guy friends like, Denny's not
they're
a good
Denny's
example,
friends
but...
or they're guy
no,
friends.
They're my friends. Okay. But like, I have thought about all of their wieners. Like, not.
Ew. No, I have so many guy friends who I would die before I even thought of that.
No,
ew.
But not sexually, but like, I can close my eyes and every one of my guy friends, I imagine what their wieners are like. Tell me you don't do that.
No.
I'll start naming your friends right now.
Go ahead. I skeeve that. I think the male genitals are fucking disgusting anyway.
I know, but like, I know who's got a chicken nugget dick. Like, I know who's got a crooked wiener.
Oh,
like,
my God. Just from like how they act?
I don't know. I just like, I don't
I
know.
Never
I think
even
about
thought
things.
Of that. No, it was never something that crossed my mind.
I'm ruining male friendship for everyone around the world.
Yeah, you're scarring me for life. All of a sudden, my guy friends are like, maybe we shouldn't be friends anymore after this episode.
You're going to get text after this.
They're not
going to
hear. They don't
want
to be my friend anymore.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure of that.
Like,
girls are
going to
fight us on this and be like, I've had a male best friend forever.
We're going to get ups and downs on this. I have definitely been like, listen, this guy is a really good looking guy. He's my really good friend. But like, I haven't really thought anything past that because it wasn't ever a thing. Mm-hmm. It was just, he's my guy friend. That's who we hang out with. And it was it. And like, if he had thoughts about me, like never mentioned it or made a thing about it. So it really never was brought up to me. But, like, I grew up with, like, different groups of guys. Me and Sammy, my best friend, and my other best friend, Brooklyn, like, the three of us have, like, a group of guy friends who we've, for 16 years, been friends with these people. Like, party after party, weekend after weekend. Like, we never thought anything of it. And, like, yeah, maybe we got drunk one night and, like, hooked up with them. But it was like, okay, did I make out with
them? That's like me and Denny's group. But like, what
happened
to me?
None of us married them.
This is why my group of friends, like, they see me and Denny kiss and they go, ew. That's so weird. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
And one of my really, really, really good friends, she was like the guy in the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She was like the girl who they all were like, it's fine, bring her. And she was with all the guys always. And she was never, it was never anything more than that, except for now she's like hardcore dating one of those guys. And I'm like, wow, it's
weird
for all of us.
This is what I'm saying.
It's weird for all of us. We're like, wow, like, the two of them, like, it's, they have like almost the same name too. So I'm like, oh my God, it's so funny. Like when, but they're like the perfect couple. And like, mm-hmm. I guess because they were such
friends
good
first,
friends.
Yeah.
And people are always like, oh, be friends with your guy before you date them. And I'm like, I don't think I could do that. First of all, I know so much about my guy friends. I don't trust any of them as far as I could throw them. Because I just know how
weird
I've known
part
so
of
much
dating.
About them.
Yes, that's the weird part of dating someone that you've like, one thing that was weird for me and Denny, we're totally going off topic here, but one thing that was weird for me and Denny was like, I already knew his parents and like, wasn't like not that I was like rude to them ever, but like, I don't know. I'm just the girl from New Millie. Like, I don't know.
That's
it was weird.
Crazy.
You know what I mean?
But it worked out for you guys because you guys were friends first.
Yeah. But
and now you're able
it's
to like
territory.
Look back at like how your friendship developed. And it must be like fun to like look back and be like,
I try to think about it all the time. I'm like, Why
are we here?
Didn't I care about you before? It's just weird.
That's so funny.
All right, let's go back to talking about girls and friendships. And you know, I think another reason why girls have problems maybe meeting friends or keeping friends is because of the dreaded fake friendships.
Mm-hmm. I know too many.
Yeah. I think everyone is like, has a group of friends that they know that they're like, ugh, those bitches are just fake, or like they're just together for the gram, or just to, you know, take mm-hmm. pictures and to make people think they're friends.
Well, that's how I look back at my relationship with Gigi from the show.
Whoa.
Like, Because she used me for a storyline. So it was like, so it was like the ultimate pathetic
fake friendship.
Yeah, like it wasn't even a fake friendship because I was in real in it. So I feel like it was just a half-assed friendship because she was just half-assed.
She was fake on her end.
Yeah, and it was just weird because I look back and I'm like, wow, I was so stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I think?
Like, I've seen girls also who, I've seen girls get together and be fake friends who hate other girls.
Wait, have you ever seen this? Two girls who dated the same guy who hate that same guy and yes. are friends because they want to make him mad.
Yes.
Okay. It's a That's a thing. That's yes. for sure a thing. And there are girls that sometimes I'll be like, oh yeah, you dated my ex. Yeah, he was fun. And then like somehow we have like this weird bond and connection. And I'm like, I don't hate you. You're pretty cool. Like I know struggling to see why he dated you, of course, because you're awesome. Like, and I'm not like friends with her, but like I could see me being cool, like saying hi when we go out or whatever.
Yeah.
You bond over weird shit.
You do bond over weird shit. I don't know. Fake friendships are the worst to me. But those friendships, though, always seem to reveal themselves. That's
one thing I
will say.
It's the most obvious. Yeah. It's the most transparent friendship relationship. You could just see a fake friendship coming mm-hmm. from a mile away. Mm-hmm. I could see one coming and I'm like, oh, there it comes. Fake friendship.
Talk to me about girl code for a second. What is girl code? Girl code is like the unofficial rules of friendship, yeah. right? We all know men have guy code.
Yeah.
And their code
guy is code is mostly like don't rat on a guy when he's cheating. Like yeah. it's the most fucked up code ever. Girl code is more in depth. Like a girl code is like you hate the same people they hate because they fucked you over. Whether that person did anything to you or not, you instantly hate them. That's my version of girl code.
I just want you to know that is my number one yeah, thing.
Same.
I've gotten into fights with my friends over this. Like, yeah. why are you liking other bitches' pictures that, like, you know I hate, she hates me. We're going to fucking fist fight when we're together. And mm-hmm. you're like, supposed to be my, like, on my crew. Mm-mm. Like,
me and Brooklyn are very much like this. Like, this is me and her bonding thing is, like, I can be like, ugh, I hate her. She doesn't give a fuck if she just saved world hunger. She's like, I fucking hate her, too. And then Brooklyn could say in passing, like, even an ex, like, that Brooklyn, like dated, I don't care if it's 45 years later. I still fucking hate you. Don't cross my path. Like, I am,
love that.
Me and her
so
are
much.
So intense with that.
That's I think that's such a
it's a respect,
and for me it's a Scorpio theme because let me tell you mm-hmm. I expect it back.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I like, have a few friends that like don't really understand the concept and it bothers me, but like I'm like nuts. Whatever, I'm not gonna argue it because yeah. I don't really argue with my friends. I don't think I've gotten more than 3 arguments with any of my friends ever. And
that's nice. That's really nice.
It's yeah. And it's like everyone's like, oh, you guys are like sisters. I'm like, no, because sisters fight. And mm-hmm. like me and my friends don't fight. Like we pretty much like pass it off to like not argue. And we find something to get over. But like that's something that me and Brooklyn more than anything are like a huge bond over.
My friend Conrad's like
it's
that.
An unwritten rule. We don't even have to say it. Like yeah. if she says that she hates somebody instantly, I'm like, well, I'm blocking reporting and getting their profile deleted.
I've literally in college, me and my friend Conrad, like, well, I used to get drunk and just like try to fight people.
Nice.
And it didn't matter like if I was right or wrong.
Yeah.
She'd be behind me like ready yeah. to throw down.
That was
down.
Brooklyn. She hit somebody over the head with a fucking vodka bottle one time. That was amazing.
What else in girl code? What's important to you, Tracy?
I guess girl code is, well, like covering for your friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With
yep.
like their parents yep. or other friends or boyfriends or whatever it is, like
you back up their lies.
It doesn't matter what the lie is, mm-hmm. you back it up. Mm-hmm.
What about, so I keep thinking of the ones for me, which everyone else probably like, okay, I can't relate, but whenever we go out, I'm like, check my weave, like if my weave
yeah
showing,
oh
you
I have a
know.
Nipple checker. Whoever I am, you everyone who knows me knows I'm big on cleavage. Like I pretty much always have a V-neck low cut shirt on. It's just my nature. It's just like you have it, flaunt it, whatever. But I always have someone who before we get out of the car, I'm like, just watch the nipples all night, please.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got you.
You designate one person
in your group. As a nipple mm-hmm. and then one person as like a tease person to make sure that like my tease is never like showing. It's like an extension, girl. Like you got to make sure like your weave ain't showing, your clips, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a nipple person though.
That's amazing.
My nipple
Everyone
friends.
Should have a nipple person.
Yeah.
Girl code, never go after your friend's crush.
Yeah.
Like if your friend's crushing on someone, even if you know they can't get that person,
Doesn't matter.
Do not go after that person. Like, that is that person. Like, do you know what a crush is? It's more important than a husband.
Yeah, a crush. You can shatter a crush forever. Yes. Like a husband. Like, yeah, my friends all flirt with my husband and like whatever. It's just my husband's like that back with them. Like, that's just how they are. I never have a problem with it. If ever one of my friends were to flirt with my crush, I'd be traumatized. Like, I'd be like, exactly, you know how I feel about them. Like, it would be horrifying to me as a kid. Like, that was my worst thing ever. Fun fact, this girl in high school, I hated Blue, my boyfriend, who even my boyfriend. It was like this guy I was talking to, and I went up to her and I was like, he basically just came up to me and said that you look like this girl he used to be into. He's kind of into you. He came up to me and was honest with me, but I'm coming up to you and telling him, if you fucking dare. And she did it in my driveway. And I found out, and I basically like spent the rest of my life trying to destroy her. Like, I fought her in the Commons parking lot. Classic, like, trick. Right after home economics. I was like, meet me right here. And the whole school like came outside. I'm like, you are a dirty bitch.
Like in a movie.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The Wart. That's what we called her.
The wart. Ooh, I like
people
that.
People will know who she is immediately. Dirty bitches. That's basically what it is.
If your friend is being hit on by a creep, you rescue them. That is,
you are instantaneously her lesbian lover. Yes. It does not matter what your social status is. You see your friend getting hit on and you instantly rub up on her, pretend that you love her, whatever it is, get him away that you're her lover and you don't want him anywhere near her.
This is such a big part of girl code that guys actually know it's a thing. They figured it out.
They're like, that's your lover. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. So basically, like, I'm not wanted here.
It's
and they know it's been used so many times. It's now guys are aware of it. It's not even a code anymore. It's just a straight up girl awareness.
Girl awareness. Yeah. Yes. Another thing that I think is important in female friendships is you compliment each other.
Also, don't lie to them when they look like shit and tell them they look beautiful, please. If she looks like shit in the top, please tell her that's not the top for you. I love you, but that's not the top. You want them to look the best that they can.
Don't tell her that if all you're doing is being
nasty. Oh, no, don't keep dragging her down. But at the same time, like, if I look fat in a top and I'm like, do I look okay? And they're like, oh, my God, you look great. Like, don't be that fucking friend. Don't be the one to, like, tell your friends that they look good so you look better. That's the dirtiest type of friendship.
That's not friendship.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I literally always, my friends will try on 4 different tops and I'm like, that's the one you look hottest in. That's the one you should wear, blah, blah, blah. Like, you want your friends, like, the duff. I've never understood this. Like, the designated ugly fat friends. Like, I've never understood how this was a fucking movie. Okay, I didn't even know this existed. Do I have one? Am I her? Like, I don't know. Like, why have I never had this? Is that because they just came up with it for the movie? Or is there always, like, those girls who, like, have somebody with them to make themselves look better? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't think it's a thing.
And they said, if you don't know who the duff is, then you're the duff. I'm like, fuck. That could be me.
Oh my God, I'm the duff.
Oh my God, I'm the duff.
What is it?
Designated ugly fat friend.
Oh my God,
it's terrible. We're the duffs. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
No, it's awful. I'm like, I hope that's not a thing. Like, people don't really do that. Make friends so they look better. So horrifying.
This is like why, when we're doing an episode about friendship and what's important in a friendship, like, this is why I think, you know, telling your friend like you like her haircut, like acknowledging those things. I think sometimes in friendships people get competitive.
I'll never understand that.
It's
like
stupid.
How are you competitive with the people that you're spending your life with? Yeah. I always tell Sammy, Brooklyn, Chrissy, Amory, Crystal, let's see, Ashley, who am I missing? Brooklyn. No, I always tell these girls, they're my core. I always tell them, like, you guys, babies, husbands, it doesn't matter. We're soulmates. I tell them this all the time because no matter what it is, I'm always going to go back to them. They are the boyfriend that I will never let get away. Mm-hmm. They can do no wrong in my eyes. Those girls, like, they can do anything wrong and I will always defend them. Doesn't matter what they do.
Never go to the bathroom alone. Like, never let your friend go by themselves.
I am, like, a huge, they're like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, no. I'm going as your protection. Like, you never know what's going to happen. I'm always protective of my friends. I'm like the mom when
we go out. Even if you don't have to go.
You someone's got to go. Mm-hmm. You walk with them. Mm-hmm. Even to, for nothing else, to take pictures of them in the bathroom to just make sure that they look good and that's catch the other their one. Angles, make sure their makeup is
girl
right.
Girl code is you take each other selfies and you don't just, if your friend says, oh, can you take my picture tonight? Like
you take 14 of them. You don't take pictures. One, you don't take yes. two. You take 14 and then you dissect the pictures together and decide which one she looks the hottest in.
You always. Favorite them. Yep. And always delete the ones where she doesn't look good so she doesn't feel bad
and
about
herself. And
don't
be that fucking friend that uploads a picture that you look great and she looks like shit just because you look great. Learn how to crop a bitch out. Do not upload bad
I'm sorry,
pictures
if you don't
of
know
your
how
friends.
To crop in 2019, you need to listen to a different podcast, yeah. like a technology
cropping
podcast.
Cropping is necessities in friendships. I have taken so many pictures with my friends and I'm like, oh, I look disgusting. And they're like, okay, I'll just crop you out. Wonderful.
Another part of girl code is if a girl goes through a breakup, you trash the guy. Like there's no way
they're
around
not right.
it.
They're not right. Yeah. Don't be like, listen, I think like... they were kind of right.
Don't try
no,
to make sense of it.
Don't make sense. She's right. And she needs her mm-hmm. her grieving point to like make sure she feels good about it. I literally just went through this with somebody very close to me who's a friend yet family. And I made her call him and just destroy him. Yeah. And I put him on speaker. And everything she got that she said to him, it was me whispering it to her. For an hour and a half we did this.
That's amazing.
And I would have done it for 4 hours if that's what it took. But she needed to get her point across that she was above him. He fucked up royally. And he needed to hear it. And sometimes girls just don't have the inner strength to say this to guys because they still want them or want to be with them or whatever.
And
they
this is
need
why
somebody.
You need friends. This you is why need, you need friends.
Yeah, you need
for
the
this
backbone
exact reason.
Friend.
For this exact reason. I think, too, as you get older, you appreciate your friends more. Have you found that?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I literally used to be like, oh, I'm with them all the time. Like, they're just my friends and blah, blah, blah. No, now they're like, if I'm like, I need a night out with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if we're sitting in a car. I need to be around them. I need to remember, like, who the fuck I am.
Yeah. And I just
sometimes you get lost in your own life that you have going on. And you need mm-hmm. to be reminded like who you are when you're with your friends.
But don't you value them more now as an
Absolutely.
Adult than you did when you were 17, 18?
100%. Yeah. I literally need them at this yes. point. It's not even like a want. Oh, I want yes. to go out like tomorrow. What are we going to do? Like I need to be around them. It's like an obsession.
Yes.
I totally am obsessed with my friends. I'm not even sorry. They know that people when they see that I've uploaded like a picture like of me and Sammy and I'm like, on our way out, they're like, oh, Brooklyn's about to pop in this video and shit's about to get crazy. And they sit there and stalk my Snapchat all night because they're like, yo, these videos are about to be real lit. They
I
know.
Am scared when I see it's like the one picture comes up and I go, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I better text Tracy and tell her not be to good. Upload any Insta stories tonight.
Yeah.
They're going to yeah. get deleted in the morning.
The two of them, the three of us together, like, it's like ridiculous.
Let's take a break and talk to our friendship expert and see what she has to say about making friends and also taking some questions from you guys.
I think like a really good also night that like you don't always have to go out with your girlfriends to like a club or get drinks out. Like you could always just like kind of cook together and like have some wine and watch a movie in your house. I feel like that's a really cute girls night idea too.
I'm not kidding. I love that. It's kind of like how we've been talking about how it like friendships are almost like relationships.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of fun. Like
it's
that's
like
a cute date night
girlfriend.
With your friend.
Yeah. I think it's cute. And like I've been obviously cooking HelloFresh like a friggin' animal. All I do is HelloFresh lately.
I get Tracy's HelloFresh meals pictures every
and I'm
night
like,
now.
Wow, it looks good. And she's
I'm
like
too embarrassed to remind me. Did I show
you
mine? You
showed me
with
one
the big
of yours.
Scallions.
I can't. I love cooking it. I think it's so good. It comes right to the house. It's so easy. It's so fresh.
It's cooking made simple. And this is why you can have wine and have a girls' night because it's not like you're going to be actually cooking. It's fun.
And you don't need to go grocery shopping. That's like the most stressful part of it. Yes. And so when it comes to the house, it's easy. It's just like have some drinks, some wine with your friends, watch a movie while you guys cook together.
The ingredients are pre-measured and you get a 6-step picture recipe card, okay? Keyword picture. None of my pictures ever come out like the picture, but Tracy's always do. So
no, I just like everything really well done. So if they tell me to cook it for this long, I'm like, and keep it in for an extra 10 minutes.
All meals come together in 30 minutes max, call for less than 2 pots and pans, and require minimal cleanup. That is true.
Guys, it's super easy. It's fuss-free. HelloFresh is like the easy, picky eater. Like, kids love it. Parents love it. The whole family. It comes enough to feed everybody.
All right. You guys need, if you haven't tried HelloFresh yet, you really need to, because we obviously have a promo code for you girls.
$80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples80 and enter badexamples80. $80 off. That's like a pair of shoes that you're getting.
Discover new recipes, discover a new way of cooking, and use our promo code. Good,
girls, don't tell your husband it's HelloFresh and he'll think you're like this genius chef.
I love that. Yes. HelloFresh.com/badexamples80. Enter code badexamples80.
$80
and
off.
Share your recipes with us. We want to see what you're cooking.
Send us what your pictures look like and we will post the pictures that we've used.
Guys, I'm so, so excited to have on the show today. She's a friendship expert and therapist, okay? She's legit. Her name's Nicole Spordone. She's been featured on Bustle, Psychology Today, Bravo, and she's the author of Surviving Female Friendships, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And you can get that book on Amazon. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
So excited to have you today. You have no idea. We really needed a friendship expert to guide us and lead the way on really helping us find our true BFF, because we know we've talked to a lot of baddies that they're not against making friends. They want to know how to make new friends.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of good questions to go over.
Yeah. Like how does one, like if someone's been burned by a friend in the past, like how, where do you start to find someone, to meet someone as a girl?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're an adult, you know, usually when you're in school or you're a lot more able to access friends and meet people, right? So when you move to a new city or you're, you know, on your own, it's so much harder.
True. And I didn't even think of that. People move and they move for work or something.
The hardest thing is moving to a new place.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Absolutely. And so what's actually popping up now, which is really cool, are these they're apps, right? So you mm-hmm. have dating apps, but then you have Bumble BFF, Hey Vino is one.
Are these things?
Where they're to meet a friend.
They're real?
What's it called? Hey Vino?
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Hey Vino, I think that's the other one.
Is that like people who like wine?
That's what I was thinking.
You know what? I never thought of that.
Hey Vino, that's got to be what that is. Hey, people who like to drink wine, come be my friend.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
So Bumble BFF, that's a thing?
Yeah. I mean, these are really cool apps for people that, you know, are struggling. Maybe they work full time. They don't have the time to go out and meet people. And so you literally sign up and you meet friends this way.
Do you know anyone that's made like a friendship that way?
Yeah. I mean, people have shared how it's kind of awkward because you like, you know, say you meet up at a Starbucks, you know.
I can't even imagine. I'm such an awkward friend. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, people have, and you'll sit there and talk and, you know, because it is awkward because obviously it's platonic. You're not looking to date the person.
Right.
But it is so weird.
So are the same, is this like the same way that people who are like single, who's every, all their married friends, all they're all having babies, like these single people that are like left behind, is this mm-hmm. another like way that they should be doing it too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for people that maybe are struggling meeting people or just, yeah, they're not really connecting with people maybe, or just, it's a great way to just meet more. And, I think a lot of these apps are popping up more and more. There's a ton of them, actually.
And I think it says a lot that there's so many of them. Like, there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason there's so many. Because people are competing over getting that demographic.
Yeah, people want to make friends. It's a
thing.
So
even, you could even put, like, age and stuff. Like, age of, like, friendship is, like, that's
so, this
is crazy to me.
Imagine you showed up and it was, like, an 8-year-old grandma.
Yeah, like, this is, like, catfishing your friend. This is crazy. How is your suggestion of maintaining like long distance friendships? Like how is that something that is ever going to work or no?
No, I think it can. 10, I think it's really tough. And I personally had
like a relationship
experience. Yeah. I mean, I think you can, depending on, you know, if it started out, you know, where you guys were super close and then somebody moved. I think you talk about it though. You talk about, okay, so say your best friend's moving away and you talk about it with her. Hey, what does this look like? Are we going to talk? Are we going to text? Are we going to see each other every couple months? Talk about it, communicate, you know, your concerns and how to basically you both, are willing, you know, to make the friendship last.
That makes sense because communication is going to be really what a long distance friendship's about.
I think communication is key in all relationships, whether it's friendships or a romantic relationship. No matter what it is, it's gotta be based on communication. Otherwise, you have no idea what that person's thinking.
That's true. Wait, Nicole, what happened? You said you had a bad experience with this.
Oh no! I'm saying I've experienced that where I've had long distance, you know, friendships and they are a lot to maintain and sometimes they do fizzle out.
Right. Sad.
I've myself moved around a lot. And so I've experienced that. And it just depends on, you know, how much you both want to continue that friendship.
Right. Both people need to be. Okay. So that's actually really good advice. Yeah. Like it can't just be on one person.
Yeah. Otherwise they're carrying the whole relationship on their back.
Do you have any advice for how to help a friend through a breakup?
Ooh, like how to help them after a breakup?
Yeah, like your friend just got dumped and now she's relying on you.
Yeah, so, you know, this is really tough because I have like my personal brain and I have my therapist brain. And so, you know, my personal brain is like, you know, you're obviously you want to be there for them. But at the same time, you know, it can be really draining. And so I'm a big advocate of therapy. So, you know, if they're really, really struggling, you know, and they're calling you all the time and they're leaning on you way too much, you can suggest, maybe go see somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So we talked to a lot of our baddies and we got some questions and what they were feeling like in their friendships. And another common thing that came up was how to mend a broken friendship after you get ditched for a man. So I've had this happen to me where like you have a friend and you're cool and then she starts dating a new guy, she ditches you, and really quickly that relationship ends and she comes crawling back.
Yeah.
So again, you know, that's where I say communicate and talk about how you feel and that, you know, share your feelings about how mad you were, hurt you were, and hopefully the person can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of get to decide if you want this friend back in your life. And hopefully they feel bad and they're remorseful, but if they're not, you know, that's kind of a telling action.
It's not a good, she's not a good friend. Like if she does it to you continuously.
Right. I mean, it does happen. I think a lot of times people get so wrapped up in a new relationship. It's not unusual for some friends to kind of go to the back burner. But if this is something that happens all the time and she completely ditches you, then absolutely kind of think about if this friendship's worth it.
I like that. That's really good advice. How can you tell a friend that her fiance is a dickhead?
I saw this question. I laughed out loud. This is actually a very common thing.
But isn't it complicated?
It's so complicated. And when I interviewed people for the book, there are three couples, and two of the couples could not stand the third couple's husband. And so basically what they would do is they would just kind of get the girls together or, the women together, and they really would not do couples things anymore because they just could not stand the third guy. So it's really tough when if it's like your best friend and you think he's a complete a-hole, it's really tough. But again, you have to think about, okay, you know, are they newly dating? Are they married? Mm-hmm. You know, if they're newly dating, maybe you can be like, hey, kind of concerned about this guy. But if they're married, like is it starting an existing relationship? Well, I don't know that really you want to say anything.
What if they're about to like marry this guy and like ruin their life? Like what if it's a really...
What if you know something about this person's husband or future husband? Do you tell them? Do you risk the friendship by telling them or no?
Well, the question I always ask is, would you want to know?
I would always want to know. I would always want to know. But then I've been in the place where I've told somebody and lost a friend over it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's where I just go to, would you want to know? And I would want to know. So I would be willing to take that risk and tell the friend the truth. And then if she's really mad at me, the hope is that it'll take her a couple months or whatever, and she'll come back and, you know, after she's, you know, worked through all her feelings about that relationship.
Mm-hmm. We had this question, which I thought was funny because it started off normal. It said, how do I rekindle my girlfriend relationship after I got with my man? And then they wrote .. 8 years ago.
Oh my god. That was how they started the question.
You ditched the friend and 8 years later you come back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
I think you start by a lot of apologies.
I think you start by sending a fucking fruit basket.
I don't really know on that one. I think that would depend on how you feel and if that's worth it to you.
Yeah, I think if you're the friend that's trying to rekindle something after that long, like, you fucked up. You need to.
What do you even say? Do you remember me?
Do you remember me? Oh, that's so true. Funny. Oh, you're like think about your life 8 years ago. Well, mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh you're God. Married with kids. You have a house. Like, you have a dog.
There's people that I spoke to right before I got married. Can you imagine, like, now after all that time, me being like, oh, hey. Right. We should be friends again.
Exactly. It's awkward.
It's wow. So awkward. You're so right.
I mean, you could be really mean and be like, who is this again?
Oh, that's me. That's me. I'm like, sorry, I deleted your number. Who's this? No, it's like,
oh my God.
My friendship is like, I'm on 100% or I'm off 100%. Mm-hmm. And like, so when my friends to me, they either don't tell me that they did something in a relationship, like who they slept with, they won't tell me until they're ready. Or like with a guy, they won't tell me they got back with him, or they won't tell me something he did.
Because you're honest, they don't want to hear it.
They're not ready. They don't tell me what happened until they're ready to hear, like, really what I feel about it. They're like, I'm ready to tell you now. I really need to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to tell you how I feel, break it down, and then you can either yell at me or not. But my friends, sometimes I don't know anything about their relationships or who they're with at the time because they don't want to tell me until they're ready to hear it.
Interesting.
But when they need
your opinion.
Yeah, but when they need to hear it and they're like, okay, this is it, my final straw. Yeah. I need to be told not to see this person. They let it all out to me so that I can be like, this, and then they're like, okay, I needed to hear that.
But do you ever feel like you're missing out on stuff because you're not intolerable to them?
I'm completely intolerable. That's my problem, is that I have no patience for, like, my friend, this one friend, okay, she's my best friend. She kept going back to the same relationship where he was cheating on her, he was doing this and that, and kept going back. And I was like, block him, unfollow him, make sure he can't see you. You can't see him. You know nothing about him. You don't and can't check up on him. Delete your fake Instagram that you check up on him on. Everything, delete it, so you don't know what he's doing. And she's like, oh, I can't do it. And I'm like, this is your problem. Then you're not ready to move on. So when you're ready to move on, then you call me up and I'll break it down for you. Until then, don't tell me shit. And like,
you're a very good therapist.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the harsh friend, but like at the same time, like, they come to me when they know that they want to hear it. They go to the soft, nice.
You know,
friends.
I'm the same way, right? Except I just bully my friends.
No, well, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll make jokes, but I'm serious. Yeah, they know I'm like, serious.
But really.
I'm like, they're like, oh, you know, my boyfriend's out at the beer garden again. I'll be like, ha, he's a loser.
But I'm serious. He's a fucking
and
loser.
They're like, okay, it gets weird. I think, Nicole, we're good friends.
I feel like, I would want one me.
That.
Yeah.
People respect that. People want honesty. And I think, you know, that's very telling that people wait or your friends wait until they're ready to then come to you and hear that honesty. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you need at least one of them. You maybe don't need all your friends to be like that, but you need one. You need a nice friend who's going to coddle you, a friend who's going to make you forget about it, who's the fun friend. And then you need a realist friend who's going to make you feel bad about yourself to leave the person that you can't leave.
Yes, I agree.
It's like a trifecta of friends.
Yes, I like that.
How many chances should a shitty friend have? So, like, you know, the shitty friends, the ones that are never there for you when you need them.
I have a number in my head.
The ones that always need your advice, but when you ask them for help, they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
The shitty friends. How many chances do they? Let's say you've been friends with them for years and you're just like, oh, God, like, they're toxic to my life.
Right. How about none? I mean, I guess.
What did you say? None?
Clap it up.
Oh my God.
None.
And I feel like I'm nicer because I say two.
Two chances?
Yeah,
you're literally
like,
counting
shame on
them?
You. The first one is shame on you. And the second one's shame on me. And if I take you back that second time, then I'm an idiot.
Yeah, happening over and over and over again for years. I mean, at some point in time, why are you doing this? Why are you in this friendship? It's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not healthy. That's, you know what? And that's the thing I don't think people understand is just like your relationships with your man, how they can get unhealthy mm-hmm. and toxic.
I think friendships can get worse.
They can get, yes, it's very true. They get the same way they can get worse. It's because really,
you're like
really
scared
true.
To be, you're not really scared to be without a man, but you're scared to be without friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, how do you handle conflict with a friend so that you maintain a relationship, friendship? So, okay, so Tracy, with you, yeah. your friends know that how you're going
to
be.
I'm a 0 to 100.
Right,
like,
but
they
like
know
not that. All friendships can survive something that right. strong, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. what is if there's conflict in the relationship, let's say you're butting heads over something, what is a good way to resolve it so that you stay friends and you don't become frenemies?
Yeah, so I joke with like all my clients, and if even if these are couples or just individual people talking mm-hmm. about their friends or whatnot, conflict is good. Like, you're, it is okay. Mm.
Sometimes
conflict.
It's healthy.
It's so healthy, you know. I think interesting. Think about it. You and your best friend, you are going to butt heads. You're going to get in disagreements, just like a romantic partner. It's okay to have conflict. It's how you resolve it, right?
Well, so I never sure. looked at it like that. That's
and
so
I,
true.
I like. And so are my relationships shit because I don't fight with my friends like almost ever.
Okay. I mean, is it more because you don't like tell them the truth, but I think you do
no,
that.
It's more because like they know what buttons not to push and I know just to avoid certain things that bother them. So I don't really do okay. it. Like we try to avoid fighting because there's really no need to. I feel like they're my friends and they're just the ones I'm not supposed to fight with. So mm-hmm. I think we all try to like, we don't walk on eggshells because two of my best friends do argue a lot over like stupid shit, but like they're like the sisters who fight a lot. And I'm always the one who's like, you guys are really fucking annoying. Like, get over it. and I'm always like what would you do without me? Because I'm like, you guys always butt heads, but I don't ever fight with either of them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the personality too. Right.
Yeah.
So if you're really strong willed and stubborn, you probably will maybe butt heads more.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, so I think it's just how you resolve it. Again, you want to make sure that you communicate well, you're respectful towards each other, you're honest, but, you uh-huh. know, don't go, you know, start yelling and screaming at each other and attacking each other.
No, you're so right. And I think, like, in the past, you know, like, my high school Jess would do that with friendships. We would have these like drawn out fights where people are crying and they weren't even over anything.
No, there was one time where I didn't talk to Brooklyn. It was like 3 months and we couldn't tell you what it was about. Right.
Yeah.
Now. We have no
that
idea.
That happens
what it was
a lot
about.
In friendships. Like,
but
you don't even know what you're fighting about.
To give someone
you're
the silent treatment.
Yeah. But yeah. It's funny. You only do that with a friend, with a guy. Like, it just,
yeah, no.
You figure it out.
That's
with
why they're
your friends.
Soulmates.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I think that was a really, really good advice what you said, because I'm definitely guilty of that with my friends and, you know, being short, or if they, you know, if they do something that I consider myself a really good friend. So when I don't get what I put out back, I get short. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
me and Jess are very cold people.
Yeah.
I'm like very, I'm very lovey and touchy and like whatever. Jess is the opposite. But then when it comes to like our emotions, like I'm fucking ice and she's not as much. She's more open to like telling how she feels and whatever. I'm like ice. But yeah. We're both very cold in the same but weird way.
Yeah. No,
it's,
like,
it's good. It's healthy to tell friends how you feel. You know, it is healthy to do that.
But that's what I realized as an adult I don't want to say it, like as an adult, but as I'm growing up, I do appreciate my friendships more, and I'm definitely treating how I would get mad differently. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I jump down people's throat like I might have back in the day. Like, I'm a little bit more understanding, I think.
That's good.
Yeah. I think I think your friendships, you should grow with them. And, you know, like, you grow right. as a person in your relationships. It's the same with your friendships.
Like, me personally, I have friends that are, like, in all very different areas of our lives. Like, one of them just got married, but none of my friends, like, my best friends, except for one, have kids, but like they both live mm-hmm. kind of far. But it's like, I feel like we're all in like very, like two of them are super single. One of them is married, like maybe having kids. One of them is trying to have kids. Like we're kind of all over the place, but we all find that like time together that we put everything away and like we don't talk about anything about that except for just like having fun.
Yeah. Nicole, is it important to
like just
when life gets in the way to, you know, make time for your friends?
Oh, absolutely. Especially what just Tracy just said. Like, it's so hard when you have all these friends in different areas, you know, different phases in their life. It's so great to be able to come together and not let that affect the friendship.
Yeah.
So that can be really easy to do.
How is there, do you have any advice on how to not lose sight of that?
I think just making quality time with each other, you know, making sure you guys are seeing each other. Like,
would you suggest like designating a date that like every month you,
Yeah, absolutely. Like having, you know, a girls' night or girls' day and just making sure that you're spending quality time together.
I love that. Okay. Only two more questions and then we'll let you be an actual therapist. Okay. So what are the cardinal sins that could end a lifelong friendships?
This is a tough one because I think, again, it's so personal. I think we all have different tolerances when it comes to friendship.
True.
You know, like some people, the idea of a guy getting in the middle of the friendship is a deal breaker. Lying is a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. You know, being manipulative. You know, something just major that we might not assume would be a deal breaker, but is.
Yeah.
I think anything where, you know, the person's intentionally hurting you, then absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I think you need to be like hyper aware of that if that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, same again, it goes back to, you know, it's not going to let men treat you like that. Why are you going to let your friend treat you like that? Okay. And our last question, what do you do if your best friends are married and they split up? How do you pick a side?
So
is there a way to be friends with both of the sides?
Yeah, I think so. Again, it's just communication. I think once, you know, they separate, you talk to both of them and just say, hey, I want to continue my friendship with both of you and I want to be open and honest, but I'm not going to pick sides. And hopefully we can all be mature adults about this.
Wow.
Okay.
See, I like that. I don't.
I feel like I'm always such a side chooser. Like
I know.
Like I'm like, no, this is why do my loyalty.
Why do we just assume you have to pick a side? Like pick a side or die.
Red or blue. Which one?
No, Nicole, this is why you're a therapist and we're not. Pretend therapist because that's such an answer that makes so much sense. Like just talk it out. Like say like we can be friends with everyone. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the hope is that people can be adults and mature adults. And so I think you just have to kind of just say, you know, I don't want to have to pick sides. I care about both of you.
Yeah, I like that.
This is the part about being adult that blows my mind. Because, like, I am so not an adult when it comes to all of this. Like, and, like, how am I allowed to have kids? I don't understand. Like, how? Who allowed that? I'm, like, so immature when it comes to some of this stuff.
Nicole, while I have you on the phone, when you're a new mom and you know, you have kids and let's say maybe not all your friends have kids yet, do you have any advice for new moms, like where to make new mom friends? Is it like when you're at the park, are you like asking for, like how do you like ask for another mom's number without looking like a psycho?
I joke about that because like I've moved around and I joke like I'm gonna like, you know, get a shirt that says will you be my friend, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just being, you know, okay that you're looking to meet friends and going up to people and saying, hi, I'm new here or whatever. And just being open and honest about it and not being, you know, fearful that someone's going to reject you. I mean, think about it. When someone comes up to you and says, you know, hi, I just moved here. You know, my name is, you know, Nicole. You're not going to be mad or upset of them or
That's
think
true.
That's weird.
That's true.
I mean, maybe you will, but
no, it's true because I just moved into a new house and like I became really close with my neighbor.
There you go.
She's like so cool. I would have never thought that. Like, she has one baby. She lives right next to me, and sometimes I'm like, oh my god, like I always forget like that I have a friend that lives right there. Like it's so weird because it's still like new to me, but like you don't realize like how appreciative of you of having friends like right next door that you can always call on. Like she texted me this morning like, hey, your sunroof is open, and I was like, oh my god, and it was pouring.
That's
like,
amazing.
Like that, like you don't realize how you need like not only lifelong friends but like
yes,
new people,
Tracy,
who are like concerned about you.
Look at you.
I know.
Opening up your world. Wow.
No, I got really lucky.
Sammy,
with her.
Brooklyn, and my neighbor
Heather. No, she's so cool. Like, it was really, really cool to like move here. I was so nervous because I am like that. I'm very closed off. I really don't make a lot of new friends. And like, I instantly clicked with her, and she's so cool. And she helps me through like the day. Like, she'll take packages in for me and stuff.
That's
like
awesome.
That. We'll have the kids play or like have wine or whatever. And I'm like, wow, thank God for her, because I really don't know how I would have done with this transition. to like a new house and everything, not knowing anyone. Yeah.
That shows you being open-minded is really good.
No, it is. You know? It's, I don't realize sometimes I'm doing it because I'm so shut off sometimes. But then when I do it, I'm like, oh, okay, it worked out.
Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Do you have a website or anything that our listeners can go check you out? Like maybe they...
And where can we buy your book?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a Facebook page. Oh. Definitely,
We'll definitely share that on our Instagram, guys. I know it sounds weird. We'll share on our Instagram, her Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page too.
We
guys.
Do have. Yeah, please follow it already.
Yeah.
Okay. So
thank
we'll.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. No, you're awesome. And for our listeners, if you're looking for, Google her name. Nicole Spordone. I think I said it right. Yeah. I did it.
S-P-O-R-E.
No, that's my cheat way.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it if they want to look you up?
Okay, so it's S-B-O-R-D-O-N-E.
Okay, S-B-O-R-D-O-N-E, Spordone.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. See, there you go.
Okay. Is that Italian?
It is Italian.
I can tell sometimes.
Oh, mamma mia.
they're so hard to pronounce sometimes. So guys, look her up, Nicole Spordone. Check out her book. You can get it on Amazon. Thank you so much, friendship, relationship expert and therapist. We really had a great time with you. We learned a lot. And
you're our new friend. Yay.
You helped me open up to something I would never admit.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Nick.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Nicole is so sweet. Like, I bet she's such a good friend to have.
She would be like one of those really nice friends who, like, you're always like, I could call on her, like, for
everything.
Sometimes you just need a therapist friend. Wow. That's kind of what I think we are to people.
I was going to say, why do we have that?
Why are we not that job? Because I could not put in the hours in school. That's why. Otherwise, I feel like I'd be a sex therapist.
You know why you can't be a therapist, because you tell it like it is and you'd get probably punched in the face.
I think people would not like me as a therapist. I would have very specific
clientele. Could you imagine a client on the couch and you'll be like, tell me more about why you're an asshole.
Yeah, tell me more about why you fucked over everyone and then you're confused as to why everyone hates you. Please tell me more about that. How does that make you feel?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Alan at Dimly Wit. He's our new friend. We love him. And Tracy, I want to say I love you.
I love you, friend.
You're a really good friend to me. I'm very lucky to have you. I can't look you in the eyes right now.
Because she's getting scenty. She's literally not looking at me. I'm making extreme eye contact, and she's looking at the french fries next, so she's not looking at me. Jessica is such a good friend, guys. I could call her in the middle of the night and have in the middle of the night, and she stayed up doing investigating with me. Literally her and her husband home helping me figure out questions that I had about stuff.
My phone has no space because I keep all of Tracy's screenshot that she has to delete.
My ammo that I have on everybody in this world is stored in Jessica's secret file. I don't think you guys understand. She's like my twin soul with the Scorpio. We have just a connection that other people just can't understand not Scorpios. I think a lot of the signs, like they gravitate towards that sign. But like Jess and me are like a really weird example.
Yeah, it is. Two Scorpios do not usually mix well.
No, we are just very
the same
in what is it called? In sync with each other. We get it.
Yeah.
We don't have to say much, but we get it.
And you know what, Tracy? You're always like, oh, it's my core group. But like, I'm a new relative. I mean, we're not even new anymore.
We were friends for so long, but we just weren't like best friends.
No, but we've had an 8-year friendship.
Absolutely. I would always consider you my friend. You've always been invited to everything and every party and all of that.
And I've been there.
Right. Absolutely. I just think my core group is just somebody that like I don't have to see all the time. And when we do see each other,
no, but I'm saying
right back.
You've made a new friend since high school. Like you are open to that.
No,
I
do.
If
I find somebody that I really do love, I'll go above and beyond for them. It doesn't matter. But Jess is, I don't consider her a new friend because I have been friends. I was friends with her the first night we met on Jerseylicious. We were cool that first night. We were like, oh my God, I fucking love this girl. I literally did. I was like, I love this girl, blah blah blah, and we've stayed close. She's been at every party since. We've gone to every event together,
done your makeup for every fucking occasion.
Like we have always been friends, so I don't consider her a new friend. I consider her an old friend that I will always be friends with. We just do this podcast to fuck up your lives, not ours. And we love doing it, so thank you for having us.
And
thank
we love all you new baddies that have become our friends too, because we love talking to you. And it's
Jess
really
does
funny
such a good job at trying to respond to every DM that comes in, and sometimes I'll just pop in.
Tracy pops in and just put, this is fucked up,
this is fucked up. from T. Like, it's sometimes I just jump in because I see random shit, but like, we try so hard to get and stay in contact with you guys. Guys, share this with all your friends. Send this to every single best friend you have. If you're not sharing this, you're not our baddie. We want to make sure that you guys are helping us spread awareness of the bad examples and bad situations we're telling you to do. Just we're trying to fuck up your life, and we want you to help fuck up your friend's life with us. So,
okay, guys. So next week we have a big surprise for you.
You guys have been asking for this. Like, yeah. They want to know about our best friends. They want to know. So we have Jess's friend Jill and my friend Sammy spilling the dirt on us of like the questions that you've asked us.
Instant regret.
I almost don't wish this was airing. Yeah, it's going to be fun, though, because I feel like you'll get to know us. It's a bestie episode. Yeah. And I'm saving Brooklyn because I know you guys want to know a lot about her because she is a bride. So I want her input on the bridal episode that we have coming up down the road. So it's going to be very exciting. We're like bringing in help here.
Yeah, they're going to spill shit that we
nobody wanted to know.
Yeah, no. Because you know what? Our friends see us different than we see ourselves.
Yeah, they're embarrassed of us.
Bingo.
Shit.
Oh, so stay tuned next week. Best friend episode.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, DimlyWit. And check out DimlyWit.com's other shows. They've got other podcasts. If you're really getting into podcasts, like, check out their network. They've got other great shows, too.
Yeah. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Cheers. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on DimlyWit.com.